Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into right now is Joe Biden box office poison. There has been a sudden, mysterious outbreak of scheduling conflicts among Democrats whenever the president comes to their town. Okay, remember when President Biden visited Georgia and the state's Democratic star, Stacey Abrams, running for governor, sort of hero of the voter suppression conspiracy theory movement, she did not appear with him. She said she had a, quote, scheduling conflict, which nobody believed, but that's what she said. She had a scheduling conflict. So now President Biden is going to Pennsylvania. He's going to visit Pittsburgh's Carnegie Mellon University to, I'm going to read how the White House describes it, quote, discuss strengthening the nation's supply chains, revitalizing American manufacturing, creating good-paying union jobs, and building a better America. So that's what the White House says Biden will be doing in Pennsylvania. But now, the mysterious scheduling conflict problem has spread from Georgia to Pennsylvania. The White House invited John Fetterman, who is the Democratic Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, now running for Senate. They also invited Josh Shapiro, the Democratic Attorney General, who's going to run for governor. And they invited Connor Lamb, the Democratic representative from the Pittsburgh area. They invited all of them to appear with Biden. Only Lamb said yes. Now, he gave Biden very valuable support in the state in 2020 in the campaign. Only Lamb said yes. Fetterman and Shapiro both begged off. Why? Because they had, quote, scheduling conflicts. Like Stacey Abrams, by the way, they did not say precisely what those scheduling conflicts were. I don't think we still know what Stacey Abrams' scheduling conflict was. What was she actually doing when Joe Biden went to Georgia and by the way, delivered that incendiary speech, that Jefferson Davis, George Wallace, Bull Connor speech that he gave that she presumably would have been present at had she attended? Still don't know exactly what she was doing that day. So I'm going to read from the Associated Press about the new developments in Pennsylvania. Quote, the high-profile absences come as Democrats in other states have begun taking modest steps to distance themselves from the first-term president, whose approval ratings have fallen sharply in recent months. And while Fetterman and Shapiro indicated that politics had no bearing on their schedules. No bearing at all. Absolutely no bearing at all. While Fetterman and Shapiro indicated that politics had no bearing on their schedules, their decisions to avoid Biden, particularly in his home state, could fuel further questions among anxious Democratic candidates elsewhere as they decide whether to embrace the struggling president. Okay. The president is, in fact, struggling. But you should be assured that politics had no bearing on the decision of Fetterman and Shapiro not to go. Now, the AP is being nice. I mean, they're not being snarky. Well, there's a little snark in there, but they're being nice. A visit by the President of the United States to your state is a big deal. If you are a politician of the president's party and you are running for office and he invites you to attend, it's an even bigger deal. If you have a scheduling conflict, you cancel whatever it is you were going to do in order to appear with the president. That is the way it works, except for Joe Biden in 2022. Now, why is that? This week, a poll came out in Georgia that did a lot to explain Stacey Abrams' no-show. University of Georgia survey done for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution showed that just 34% of Georgians approve of the job Joe Biden is doing as president, while 61% disapprove. Those are terrible numbers, especially for a state that Biden won, albeit very narrowly. I know, President Trump, you believe otherwise, but Biden won very narrowly in 2020. No wonder Stacey Abrams found something else to do when the president came to town. Now, what about Pennsylvania? Now, about Pennsylvania, there are no recent poll numbers in Pennsylvania, but we do know that Biden has been on a downward trajectory there. A Franklin and Marshall College poll, late October 2021, just last October, found that only 32% of Pennsylvanians said Biden was doing an excellent or a good job, while 20% said he was doing only a fair job, and 47% said he was doing a poor job. So it's all, I mean, it's all in how you ask the questions. You know, it's not just is he doing a good job or a bad job. In this case, they gave respondents kind of a range of answers that they could give. Is he doing an excellent job? Oh, yeah. Is he just doing a good job? Sure. Is he only doing a fair job? Now, what does that mean? Does that mean he's doing a bad job or a good job? Or which would you... We don't know what that person would choose if the choice were just good or bad. But anyway, the results were 32% of Pennsylvanians said Biden was doing an excellent or a good job, indisputably favorable, while 20% said he was doing only a fair job, and 47% said he was doing a poor job, also indisputable. That is a significant fall from the same poll last August, and the poll in August was a fall from a poll in June. And this was also in a state that Biden won in 2020. So the decision from Fetterman and Shapiro is no mystery. They're running for office this year, and this is not a good year to appear with Joe Biden. Now, by the way, just to be fair here, officials who are not running for office this year said yes to the president. I'm going to go back to the AP here. Leading Pennsylvania Democrats who are not on the ballot this year did not have the same scheduling conflicts. Now, this was a nice little bit of snark by the AP. Leading Pennsylvania Democrats who are not on the ballot this year did not have the same scheduling conflicts. Those who will appear with Biden include Governor Tom Wolf, who is term limited, and Senator Bob Casey, whose current term runs through 2024. So Governor Tom Wolf, he's term limited. He's not running. Senator Casey, he's not up for another couple of years. They're going to show up. Now, there's one last bit of bad news for Biden. The trip to Pennsylvania is supposed to be the beginning of a new strategy for 2022. Go back to his recent news conference, the one where he talked for like 12 hours and everybody said, wow, what stamina he had, except he made a couple of really big gaffes. The trip to Pennsylvania was supposed to be the beginning of a new strategy. At that news conference, Biden was asked what he plans to do differently in the coming year. And he said, number one, I'm going to get out of this place more often, presumably meaning the White House in Washington. I'm going to get out of this place more often. I'm going to go out and talk to the public. I'm going to do public fora. I'm going to interface with them. I'm going to make the case of what we've already done, why it's important, and what we'll do if what will happen if they support what else I plan to do. So, President used the word fora. He's going to do public fora and interface with people. So presumably, the idea of going to Pennsylvania was to do a public forum and interface with people, except some of the very top Democratic politicians in Pennsylvania, the ones who have to face the voters this year, don't want to be seen with him. So this get out more, the White House thinks it's a good plan. But the fact is, reality is already intruding. Now, Pennsylvania and Georgia are important states. They will be critical to Biden if he runs for re-election, which he says he intends to do. Now, you can insert all the skepticism you want right there, but he says he intends to run for re-election. And if he did run for re-election, Pennsylvania and Georgia would be critical states. They'll be critical states to whoever runs in 2024. But not only are the polls sending Biden a message from those two states, Pennsylvania and Georgia, leading Democrats are sending a message, too, with their absence. They have voted with their feet, and they walked away from Joe Biden. Okay, so that's what we wanted to talk about today. Pretty short and sweet, but it's Joe Biden box office poison. So thanks for listening. Always appreciate it. Hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of The Byron York Show.
If you give power to the federal government, you never get it back. I'm Sarah Carter on The Latest Sarah Carter Show. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins me to discuss his battles with the Biden administration over COVID funding and his fight to keep Washington from taking away the constitutional power of the states. I'll also address Biden's disastrous press conference and much more. Follow The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.